Right now, we have 40 million trade going from Arkansas to Italy. I don't have the numbers the other way, but I'm pretty sure that they are just as significant. There is a lot of interest in the academic world to develop relations with Italy. Actually, there is an organization based in Little Rock that opened an arts academy in Arezzo, Tuscany, that's doing very well, that's been sending students from all over the country to Italy. And we also have a number of colleges in Arkansas that send students to Italy. I was just a few moments ago at the School of Architecture at Arkansas University, and they have a program in Rome that's been ongoing for 25 years. The students love it, and I think it's a great way to create links among our communities.
I believe it was the first day of your trip into Arkansas from Houston that you met with Governor Beebe.
Yes.
Right? What was that conversation about?
Oh, we spoke in general about Italy and Arkansas and how we want to get closer.
When you are a general counsel, because you have represented your country in other countries besides the United mm-hmm. States, your role is multifaceted.
Oh, yes, very. Well, the primary responsibility of a consul is that of ensuring the welfare of Italian communities abroad and provide consular services, which mean passports, visa, citizenship, red tape, and all this. But you're also an antenna representing your country in a specific part of the world. And right now I have with me the four of the richest states in the world, where Italy has a great image, lots of potential for growth, and so I've been very busy on the scientific, on the commercial, on the cultural side. It's tough but rewarding.
The geography that you are responsible for, Texas, of course, is vast. Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's practically a third of a continent.
Oh, yes, and it's the fastest growing region in the country. And one that I think is a region to be developed from the Italian perspective as compared to more mature territories like New York or the Northeast in general, where Italy has a much more traditional presence.
These are challenging economic times globally. And I know that while the U.S. is trying to figure out what's to happen, as is the Italian government.
Oh, indeed. We actually have a new cabinet since November. Prime Minister Berlusconi agreed to step down and now supports a new cabinet done mostly by technocrats, meaning non-elected officials of a mandate to put the economy straight before elections in 2013. And, of course, Italy's problems are also Europe's problems since we have a continent-wide situation that just became more acute with the sovereign debt crisis this summer. Only 2 days ago, an agreement was reached in Brussels, a fiscal compact, by which European countries agreed to undertake more severe austerity measures, and in the hope that this will calm down markets and assure that there will be no more overspending in the future. And this has compulsory mechanism to have a maximum ceiling of deficit every year and a maximum level of debt with compulsory measures if countries fail to observe, although they will be tempered by some measures to take account of the contingent situation. Italy's position is that this is important, but we also need to focus more on growth, on employment, on opportunities, and this is pretty much the work that we will do together with our European partners in the coming months and years. Jean Monnet, one of the fathers of Europe, said that Europe progresses only through crises. So at the end of this one, we'll have a Europe that's more united, more coherent, and hopefully stronger.
I don't know if there is a proper answer for this, but what is if there is such a thing, a typical day for you at the office?
Well, that's a nice question. I usually begin the day by reading the press, both the, first of all, the local press. Then we get press reports from Italy, from our ministry, which sums up the issues of the day. Then I read all the cables and go through the emails. That takes about at least 2 or 3 hours. Then I try to make the phone calls because of the time fuse. If I need to speak to someone in the ministry, I have to do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then, depending on what's at stake, I focus my day on a commercial issue or on political reporting or on culture or on science. Since I don't have staff that can help me with those specific topics. My personnel is great, but they are entirely taken by managing daily work. And so I focus on those issues primarily, and I'm usually done by 6. I try not to take work at home.
So when you say you start with the local press, that's the Chronicle? Or
it's the Houston Chronicle, and then if there is any news which I find interesting, I begin clicking on the websites of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, of the Times-Picayune,
sure,
San Antonio Express, and just to see if I can find some more information locally.
Sometimes Americans, we tend to be myopic and tend to focus on what is happening here. Do you think we pay enough attention, the press in the United States, to international issues?
Well, first of all, you should feel reassured, because all over the world, people care more about what happens under their nose and less about what goes beyond the borders, thinking it does not affect them as much. So you're in good company. Now, I find that there is some great reporting on international issues. It depends, of course, on the local newspapers' constituency, on how much they want to read about foreign issues and what foreign issues they care about. But the nationwide newspapers, I'm thinking the New York Times, Washington Post, have some outstanding reporting, and the magazines, Time, Newsweek, without getting into foreign policy, or those things are actually world-class standard. So I think that there is, yes, a great amount of quality information available. Then it's up to the public to collect it or not.
And finally, I know that when our conversation is concluded, you're going to head north to Crystal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly as someone who appreciates art, or do you think there's possibility that a museum like this could...
Well, first and foremost, as someone appreciates art, then I would like to start creating links, because the American art is known and appreciated in Italy, and I don't think that this collection, being so new, still has the visibility that it deserves. So I'd be very keen on making contact with someone and see if we can liaise with Italy and see if we can exchange collections and exhibits. That would be very, very nice.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, well, there are many things, as a matter of fact. One is that, just a comment I would like to make, ever since I've come to the U.S., I've been surprised, positively surprised, by the positive image that Italy has in the U.S. Italy's nation branding is unique. I mean, if you look at the nation in itself, the association is with art, culture, cuisine, fashion, cars. When emotions are replaced, Italy is associated with holidays, good weather, good food, beauty, friendship, and a positive attitude towards life and towards others. So it's a great image, and I'm actually honored to represent it. And sometimes I feel that living up to expectations is a challenge. And what is not as known is that Italy is also a world player under many aspects. Like, not many Americans know that there are 10,000 Italian servicemen and women serving in peacekeeping operations, 4,000 of which are in Afghanistan. We have the fourth largest contingent after the U.S., the U.K., France, and Germany. And we've been in every in every crisis scenario for the past 10 years. Italy has the command of the UN contingent in Lebanon. We've been doing a lot in the UN. It's a very strong position against like female genital mutilations and other gruesome issues. Economically, we are not as bad as the press has presented in the past few weeks. We're still like Europe's second manufacturer and fifth worldwide in terms of value, and the world's eighth GNP. And I could go on forever. Just one thing which I'd like to point out is that the International Space Station, which is presently flying above our heads, has a 50% of components made in Italy.
Okay.
It's something which usually surprises. It surprised me when I got to know it, that 50% of the components are actually assembled in Turin, but it just says a lot about Italian research and explains why 15,000 Italian researchers work in the U.S.